taking a break from Luke and studying the palm, which is an essential part of the Feast of Tabernacles. If we had palm trees around here, much of the booth would be built with palm trees, palm branches. The palm does not grow by making additions to the outside of its diameter, as other trees do. It only grows upward, adding year by year fresh joints on the top. A 10-year-old tree will have as much thickness as a 100-year-old tree.
Its girth is established and then grows.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that.
And I find this fascinating. The palm tree bears fruit every month. And I wish you guys could have seen Castle Hot Springs with its 500 date palms. They're just stunningly beautiful. And they're the driveway that goes to the main part of the resort. And they were planted in. They were one of the people that was originally purchased it had too much money, and he brought in 500 palm trees, and there's still 500 there. I mean, none of them. And you look, and there's every aspect, on every palm tree, there's the blossom, the image, the really baby dates, the sort of immature dates, and then the sweet dates. So it has every form of the fruit, and it's always up.
That makes me think of the fields are white unto harvest.
Well, it's really what's the tree of life. That's what it's, that bears fruit every month. Anyway. Well, that's just, as you said, the top of fruit, it has at the top fruit in every stage of development, along with fresh blossoms. And this is a reference to the fruit of the Spirit, that the fruit of the Spirit should be constant. It's because it isn't a behavioral pattern, it's the fruit of the life of Christ in you. Throughout the Middle East, it's an object of beauty. Now, strong winds break ordinary trees because ordinary leaves collect the wind. The palm leaves or branches allow wind to pass through them. The palms will bow to the ground and spring back when the winds have passed. Each palm root, and this is fascinating because this is why the palm trees last so long. It's the same size at the stem as it is at the base. So the root is just, it's same diameter from the ground all the way down to the deepest recesses that it goes. And therefore it has no, all other roots have tapered roots. So that's why they pull them up. Palm roots go extremely deep into the ground. They're able to tap the hidden deep underground water, even in the midst of extreme drought. And there's all kinds of scriptures about that, Isaiah 37 and some other places. But ordinary trees diminish their yield as they grow older. Palm trees do not bear any fruit until they are mature, sometimes 50 years old. As palm trees age, the fruit grows sweeter. We already studied that in Psalm 92, the Sabbath Psalm.
Are we glad about that?
Dreaming of a palm tree is a sign that one's sins have come to an end, according to this Talmud. Dreaming of the lulav, or the palm branch, indicates one is serving God with all his heart. There's a jillion dream thingies, but I'm not going to go into more.
That's a lulav?
There's
the first time I ever heard that, that.
Well, that's one aspect. Remember, there are three different woods in the lulav. As you took them off, because there was myrtle, there had to be palm, myrtle, and willow. And when they took them off the remember there was a booth built over the altar in the temple, and so when the priests they each took one of each of the three types, at least three types of wood, and then that's what was smashed against the altar and thrown in the fire.
But the symbol that within the lulav is that you're serving God with all your heart.
If you dream it.
If you dream it.
And a palm is always is a victory over the believers over the accuser. And just as every part of the palm is useful and has no waste, useful from a spiritual standpoint. The branches indicate they're the halal or the scripture. The fruit is eaten. That's what the Mishnah is. The twigs are booths from the Haggadah. The bast is made, that's what rope is, pious deeds. The leaves are brooms, and that's the charitable acts. And the boards make up the ceiling, that's prayer. That's one example. So are none worthless in the spiritual community. And then where you bind the palm branch, there bind your foot. As a palm tree grows its shade only at a distance, so is reward far away from the righteous. There is no reward for righteousness in this world. As the palm yields juicy dates, which Nicolaos is another, it means the dates are successful. Look, remember, it's the same Nike is a word for prosperous, and Nicolaos is the word for sweet dates, which is interesting. And it yields juicy dates and inferior quality, and produces thorns. So it is with the believers. There are scholars, juicy dates. There are plain people, and there are boorish people. So you have sweet, inferior, and thorns. The good dates, it yields good dates which enter the storehouse, and inferior dates do not. So as with Israel, some enter the promise and some do not. As the palm produces sweet dates as well as thorns, anyone is liable, therefore, to be hurt. As the matter from the palm cannot be used for tools, the wood is too soft, so with believers, they have no utilitarian purpose in this world. The palm never bears less than three new shoots at the top. So the true Israel of the church never lacks three righteous men in the world. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and then the three young men in the fire. And Song of Solomon, let's go there real quick. Song of Solomon, chapter 7. This is the groom speaking. Verse 6, how fair and how pleasant art thou, O love, for delights. This thy stature is like unto a palm tree, and thy breast as clusters of grapes. I said, I will go up to the palm tree, I will take hold of the boughs thereof. Now also thy breast shall be as clusters of the vine, and the smell of thy nose like apples, and the roof of thy mouth like the best wine for my beloved. It goes down sweetly. Anyway, the translation that is, it says, I, instead of the way it says here in verse 8, I will climb, it says, I will, where are we? I will climb up into the palm tree. I will take hold of the branches thereof. There, the bride is compared to the palm tree. That's the point of it. Just as one who ascends to the top of the palm will fall and die if he doesn't cling, so anyone who climbs and joins the community will die if he doesn't cling to the community. He who eats of the palm heart shall be beaten at any other time other than the Feast of Tabernacles, the eighth day. He who eats of the palm heart shall be beaten with the stick of a dried palm. That's enough about palm trees. But this is why the palm tree is such heavily involved in the Holy of Holies and in the Feast of Tabernacles and all aspects of it. All right, let's go to Luke chapter 14.
There's some, I can't remember the exact comment, but it says when the blueprint sheds itself or when the palm symbolism is perceived, then the blueprint or the palm or whatever the symbol is has a more...
That's from the Melito Sardi.
Yeah, he said it.
Yeah.
When the finished is here, then the type has lost its purpose.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was hearing. The palm tree is very magnificent in its comments, but it's only to a point that they have value. Then once the Christ is seen,
well, this one's about the bride. The palm tree is about the bride. That's the whole point. So you have to see the bride, in this case, for the type to be gone.
I'm seeing Christ.
Yeah. Well, you can't see. Well, in order to see the bride, you first have to see Christ. But many people that see Christ have not seen the bride. So that's the mystery of it.
That's interesting because you see him and you're kind of satisfied, so you stop looking.
Yeah, I have. No, it says, thou shalt know no man after the flesh. Ye have known Christ after the flesh, but now henceforth know we him no more. Mm-hmm. Because now the bride takes over.
Right.
All right. Luke chapter 14. Right. we started in 28. For which of you intending to build a tower sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether you have sufficient to finish it? Lest haply after he hath laid the foundation and is not able to finish, all that behold it begin to mock him. Now, the laying of the foundation, remember, the term blasphemy is a legal term, and it means to deny the foundation. But if you only see the foundation, then you're not seeing. That's what the whole meaning of this is. And so, you put in, laid means to put in place, but it has another purpose. The foundation has another purpose, and you don't deny the foundation by seeing the bride, but that's to finish the tower. The same thing we just talked about. It. All right.
So when the tower is finished, is that what you just said?
Yeah, it's the same. It's a principle. The finishing of the tower, the foundation of the tower is Christ, but finishing the tower is the bride. So that, I mean, these are all parables. I mean, so the foundation, you can't deny the foundation if you're searching for the bride. The bride becomes part and parcel of the same. There's all kinds of scriptures. We're not going to go there now, but John 15:16, 1 John 3:16, Matthew 24:51, 1 Peter 2:8, 2 Peter 2:6. Those are all related to what we just said. Now, the foundation is the word themelios. It means it's the beginning of anything, but it's, in this parable, it's the beginning of a system of truth. And it's the system of truth because everything about the mystery of Christ and the mystery of the bride does not change with time, place, or circumstance. Now again, I'm only talking from my experience, but very few see Christ in us. A lot of people have accepted Jesus as their personal Savior, and I don't, you know, that's fine, I guess. And some have seen Christ as their only life, as their true self. But it seems to me that it's getting rarer and rarer for them to see then the bride, because what happens, like all of the the sonship people, what's his name? Who is this speaker when I became a believer? This is crazy. I got a senior moment. Norman Grubb. The Norman Grubb followers now, and they put out magazines and stuff, and they came to visit me here after that New Yorker article came out. But they're stuck on sonship.
On what?
Sonship.
Same as J.W., right?
Huh?
Same as J.W.?
Well, he's much farther along, but now there's a new thing that's it's went from sonship to I am God. And it's all about Christ, but it's diverted to really be another aspect of self. And it's because they didn't see the bride. So everything that we're about, the purpose of time and space, is the bride. It isn't the revelation of Christ. That's the first step. Amen.
That's like what I was saying a while ago. It's like you see him and you're satisfied.
You know, if you see him and are satisfied there, and then you quickly turn off into some other strange I'm not going to name names other than the ones I've already named, but all right. There's a whole lot on the foundation, and I just don't feel like let's go to one. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
Just along these lines, it's like I've always marveled that every marriage, generally, or most of them, mentioned Christ and the bride. And it's like, it's as if you're not saying anything. That type is just imperceivable. It's hard for it to sink in.
Well, it's meaningless. It's just become a trite phrase.
Yeah.
I mean, everything was revealed, if we had eyes to see, everything about Christ and the bride was revealed in Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
But we don't even hardly ever look at the Old Testament. All right, 1 Corinthians. We're going to go through verse 12 or so. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you.
You're in chapter 2.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
2 Corinthians? Yeah.
No, 1 Corinthians chapter 3. It's also in chapter 2, but we'll do 3.
Where are we?
1 Corinthians 3.
1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1. All right, I've got too many things in my Bible here. They're messing me up. All right, and I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able. For you are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? For one saith, I am of Paul, another, I am of Apollos. Are you not carnal? Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom you believed, even as the Lord gave to every man? I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then, neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth is he, and he that watereth are one. And every man shall receive his own reward according to his labor. For we are laborers together with God. You are God's husbandry. You are God's building. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation gold or silver, precious stones, wood, hay, or stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he hath built thereon, thereupon he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Now, the whole idea herein is there is a base, and that base or foundation is Jesus Christ. Now, what's to be built on that foundation is the bride. And if you build other things on it, precious stones, gold, wood, hay, stubble, And these are all men's ideas about stuff. Somehow it says all of that crap shall be burned, but that person is still saved. Now, this is critical, because I promise you, every one of us at times puts another idol besides, well, puts an idol instead of Christ. Because every time that your work leads you, that means no matter what it is, if it leads you, you have created an idol. Now, that idol, if it's of the world stuff, then it's wood, hay, and stubble. But you've still built an idol. And you give it breath, you give it importance. Now, if your foundation has been laid, you're still probably saved, but all of the stuff and all of the value systems and all of the idols that you built on that foundation shall be burned. What does it say? For the day shall declare it. Now, I'm not too fond of any kind of idols, especially the ones that I may have. But I'm equally not fond of any idols in the people that I teach. And so if anybody's work is leading them, then you have created idols, no matter in what purpose. You can use all kinds of reasons why you have to do it. But fundamentally, you've built idols of wood, hay, and stubble. Does that communicate? Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God. Here are they that have the faith of Jesus Christ. And I heard a voice from heaven saying, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. From henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors. All labors and their works do follow them, because they don't even realize it's works. Amen. Anybody have any questions about that? Blessed are they dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. They may rest from their labors. They've entered the Sabbath. The Sabbath isn't a day now. The Sabbath, the purpose of the Sabbath was to reveal Christ every week. Now the Sabbath has come. The Sabbath is Jesus Christ. Now, if you want to get scared, if you want the fear of God, study the death penalties for working on the Sabbath. Just assume I'm right, that the Sabbath is a person. Amen? He wants us. I mean, we're a bunch of boneheads, or worse, but he wants us to live by faith alone. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. There's a thousand reasons we don't think we can live by faith. One of the biggest reasons is fear. There's no dancing. You can't dance around. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Well, you're not going to hell or anything. It's just, the point of it is, you're just wasting time. Well, I'm doing it as unto the Lord. Well, if you're doing it as unto the Lord, you have absolutely zero investment in the outcome. It matters not.
I'm hearing it's like faith and waiting are almost the same word in a sense.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. It's waiting and so that there is nothing you do. You're always at rest. You're always, and you're waiting at rest, not waiting like we used to have. Well, I'm waiting. No, you're not. Because your mind isn't at rest. All right. Anybody? Anybody response? Everybody not understand? So that means everybody agrees and hears perfectly. All right. Take a big gun. He looks like he has a diaper on his head.
Yeah,
I saw.